Yes,
praise Jesus much, children of God.
How have
you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet that your brethren. Tell them, are you here? You're not here. You know they are somewhere. They sit there, yet they are absent. They are not there. If they are there, wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tell them we move on with the word of wisdom, just as always. We're going to move on, see of the five wise girls and the five foolish girls. What gives us the major motive why we always fellowship? To be able to fill oil in our lamps,
to
reach the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. With the ministry we are called the new generation, with the full knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on with the word of wisdom, just as always.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we see the 10 virgins, those who appear in the kingdom of heaven, those who will be separated on the day of the Lord Jesus, and the 5 are the wise, and the 5 are the foolish. And what made the 5 wise is never to forsake the fellowship, and when they come for fellowship, they try to prove they get wisdom in the world. As we had in Jeremiah 8, verses 8 to 10, that if they have rejected the word of God, what wisdom is within them? Now what makes that girls wise is that they don't forsake the fellowship, and when they come for fellowship, try to see whatever is done brings wisdom in the world. In their lungs, those are their spirits. They fill them with oil from the Holy Spirit, and they moved on to sleep to check out of these bodies, and their lamps have oil. When the bridegroom came, the Lord Jesus, and their lamps were still shining. Praise
Amen.
Jesus
much.
But the 5 foolish virgins,
abamu,
others don't come for fellowship. Those are ones in the world. Others come for fellowship in religions, even in the false salvation, even in shrines, even in clubs, even in football, the different things, yet they don't get their wisdom, which is in the world. In their lamps, they are not filled with oil.
So
yesterday we ended as we first saw how those girls became wise. In every day they committed in the word of God to be able to get wisdom in the word. And by wisdom in the word, we ended in John chapter 6 and verse 63. And he said the words he tells us, they are spirits and they are lives. And we knew the meaning in this word. We move on, get the spirit of wisdom, understanding,
kutesa,
counsel,
spirit
of power,
kumanya,
spirit of knowledge,
spirit
of fear of God, spirit of the Lord. And our lamps are filled to reaching to sleep, and lamps hold oil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we want to move on to see what concerns the lamps, our spirits, and the bodies from heaven. How can we sleep in the Lord Jesus? And we reach the other day, and indeed, our lamps have oil. Now we want to see of the lamps and the bottle of the 5 wise girls. And the lamp is your spirit. And that bottle is the bottle from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we want to see how we move on to be wise.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And our lamps are filled with the oil.
When
we last heard in Matthew 25, our Lord Jesus explained and he said this. And by the Spirit of the Lord explains in him as he says. Let's read Matthew 25 verse 1. Matthew chapter 25 from verse 1.
Mubirebyo obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bulifaananyizibwa abawala ekkumi abaatwala etabaaza zaabwe ne bagenda okusisinkana n'awasa omugole. Olwokubiri, naye bannaabwe abataano baali basirusiru n'abataano be baalina amagezi. Olwokusatu, kubanga basirusiru bwe baatwala etabaaza zaabwe ne bateetwalira mafuta. Rokona.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Abasiru siru,
the foolish virgins, when they took their lamps, they didn't take it with oil.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. The problem is where these foolish, where they had the lamps, those are their spirits. But the problem, they didn't get a body from heaven.
It
would have been bottles to contain the oil. They had no time for that. According to how you can become a wise girl or a wise church, we saw you have to commit much in the word, and you do not forsake the fellowship, and even
all
of fellowship you know them well, and you fulfill them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He moves on to explain these girls saying this. Matthew 25 verses 4.
Naye abalina amagezi ne batwala mafuta mu macupa gaabwe wamu ne tabaza zaabwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Naye abalina amagezi,
but those with wisdom,
batwala wamu, batwala tabaza zaabwe,
they took their lamps
n'amacupa gaabwe nga mulimu
amafuta, their bottles for containing oil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ekitufu kiri wekiti,
the truth is this.
Bali eri abasiru abara abasiru,
the five foolish girls,
bali ne tabaza,
they had lamps,
kubanga jemiyo jabo,
these are their spirits.
Buli muntu abira n'omwoyo,
each holds the spirit
oguyitibwa tabaza y'omuntu,
called the lamp of a human being.
Naye kizibu,
but the problem,
abara abatano,
those five girls
abasiru,
the foolish,
tebali n'amachupa,
they didn't have bottles,
ijandibadde mbiri jabo ejomu,
which would have been their heavenly bodies.
Kati abara abana abatano abagezi,
now the five wise girls,
bali ne tabaza,
they had lamps,
jemiyo jabo,
those are their spirits.
Babu tugenda okunyonyo,
as we are to explain.
Ate baina na machupa,
and they had bottles,
nga jembiri jabo ejiva muguru,
their bodies from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Era bafu banga buli jofu ne chigambo cha Katonda,
every day they try to get the word of God.
Kali okeba juzenga mu tabaza jabo ziberemu amafuta,
then their lamps will have oil,
ne chupa jabo,
even their bottles.
Omanyibu obori ne tara,
you know, if you have a lantern,
isoka ne tereka mafuta mu lutambi,
towards kerosene in that cloth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amafuta agabera mu lutambi olina okwaka,
the kerosene which is in the cloth which gives light,
atera namala nga gali mu kasumu,
even another is reserved in its container.
Aha, watu jiite kya manyetara bulijja abantu bajinyo.
You know how long people didn't explain the lantern.
For
the lantern, it's the lamp is this which gives light. How did they call it? The container which contains paraffin.
Yes,
praise Jesus. How do you call it? It's the entire lantern. Let's call it like that. But in the language Bible, a lamp is another and the container is another. Seven lamps shine before the throne of God, and they don't have containers under them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So she created Okwangu Okwaura.
Draws us to east to separate these.
Kakati ayogeranga agamba.
Now he speaks saying
Kibora, but,
that the five girls, the wise, they had their lamps and they had oil, even the bottles.
Itabaza.
The lamps,
obetabaza ya buli muntu.
Or the lamp of every person.
It
is the spirit of every person.
Ate, what
would have been your bottle, you store oil? That's your body from heaven. These two, the foolish girls had one. And they had lamps, it's their spirit. It didn't add oil in it. They had no reserve body from heaven where they would have stored. Now they opened the eyes.
The
darkness of hell has consumed them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. Let us hear
Matayo Esula Yabidi Mutano Nolunyiriri olwokutaano.
Matthew 25 verses 5.
Naye anaawasa omugole bwe yalwayo bonna ne babongoota ne beebaka.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Amen. Jesus.
Anaawasa omugole bwe yalwayo.
The bridegroom when he delayed.
Abawala abasiru nabo n'abagezi.
Wise and the foolish girls.
Bonna ne babongoota.
They all moved on to sleep. And they slept. What is threatening is this. We all sleep. And our bodies sleep. But the spirits are gotten out. And it will depend. If your spirit holds oil. And it has even its bottle, which heads on it into the city of God. What is this? The wise girls, those who commit in the word of God,
to get
wisdom in the word.
Jeremiah 8:8-10.
Them two slept. Even those who refused to commit themselves, them two slept. The meaning we all check in this from this body. And it decides to sleep. To say it shuts the eyes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
After
it happens like that,
you've
slept, but how have you slept?
You've
checked from the body. It is slept.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You've
checked out.
Was
your spirit filled with the Holy Spirit to get the oil?
Did
you get a body from heaven
to
be with a bottle containing oil of the reserve?
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
We think we all sleep. Those who hear the word and they do it. Even those who don't hear it. Even those who hear and don't do it. We all sleep. The sleeping will decide how have you slept. Your lamp, does it have oil?
You have
a bottle with oil. I speak this. Your spirit
is
together with the Holy Spirit. And
you
have a body from heaven.
And
has oil from the Holy Spirit. If you've slept, if they are found without a bottle, I speak a bottle from heaven.
What's
here seemeth heavy here? Those who don't understand.
But we
understand all results God has given us. They are easy. Is it not that?
Told
that to Proverbs 8.
They are all
easy to one who sees understanding and the one who sees knowledge. Let's move on. We hear
Matayo Esula Yabiri Mutano Nolinyirwa Mukaga.
Matthew 25 verses 6.
Naye kino mutumbi ne waba oluyogaano nti laba anaawasa omugole ajja mufulume okumusisinkana olw'omusanvu. Abawala bali bonna ne balyoka bagolokoka ne balongoosa etabaaza zaabwe olw'omunaana. Abasirusiru ne bagamba abalina amagezi nti mutwe ku mafuta gammwe kubanga etabaaza zaffe ziggwerera.
Now
see the problem which happened. When the bridegroom appeared, That is the Lord Jesus. As we are going to see.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
They all woke up. You know, in the world, those who are to go back to heaven, even those who fall in hell, the price is the same.
Batano, batano.
They are 5-5.
Tuchita 50-50.
We call it 50-50.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Most people say,
those who go to we make 50% of the saints,
when we are joined on the infants, we amount to 50.
But
if we are only the mature ones, we cannot make 50%. But by the young ones, indeed many are young. They go. They fill up that number. Think would have ended when you how many? Maybe
it
would have been 20% who go back. If they didn't include the young ones. I would have explained that, but not today.
Because
scriptures show how the younger ones stand. Involves the stillborn.
He
said they will surely go to rest. But you know how many? You know the day you were born, there are others who left and went. More than one.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But let's first put that aside. We shall sit in its season.
The
problem which has been is this, that they all slept. But this said, verses 8, that the foolish girls have this problem.
Matthew
25, verses
8. Mutwe ku mafuta gamwe kubanga tabaza za fe ziggwerera
abasirisiru
the foolish
ne bagamba abali na magezi
and they told those what wisdom
twachizudda magezi bagajja mu kigambo
but they got wisdom from the word
era banyikiriranga bulijjo
committed always
ne batakowa
and they didn't get tired era
na mafuta gabwe
even their oil
nago bagajja mu kigambo
they got it from the word
kubanga ebigambo byatugamba gwe moyo ate bwe
bulamu once it tells us their spirit and life
And
the spirit flows like oil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now the five foolish girls, they told the wise, give us of the oil. For our lamps are getting
darkened.
The truth is,
we're
going to get explained what they call their lamps. That's their spirit.
Did
not get oil from the Holy Spirit.
They become
children of God to be led by the Spirit of God. To be led by the Spirit of God means to be enlightened.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now this one, they had their spirit, but they didn't have a body from heaven. That's why they spoke of only the lamb, and they didn't speak of the bottle. But their light going out,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible speaks of that issue. It says, going to melt them in the lake of fire, and they'll be finished. Bible says the lamps are going out. They were going to melt them to disappear. That's what will be next. We are going to get explained. Here is where his wisdom. I don't know whether this John has been explained in the world. Have you ever had them explain this parable? Go log it in the computer. Ask and inquire of it.
Matthew 25 verses 9. Nebagama anti wozi tegatumale fena na mwe. Wachiri mugenderi abatunda mwegulire.
You hear well what they told them. Those with wisdom told them, what we have will not be enough for all of us. There you remember Ezekiel
18.
The righteousness of the righteous man will be counted on him.
No,
God, you will share with your righteousness. You gather your own as you. When you become a wise girl, a wise church,
you will
commit as you first, then help your colleagues. If you gather it, wisdom in the word, gather it as you first. If you gather oil in the word, by the Spirit of God, gather
no way
you gather for your own. You know, we come to fellowship and we gather.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
The problem you have is one. All along you thought you gathered for others. But no one think. The righteousness of the righteous man will be counted on them. Even the evil of the wicked will be counted on them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That time they know when you share with. The problem they will tell you. Go where we bought it from. And you say now. Where you bought it? You know, now we buy with nothing to buy with. Jesus called us, said, come buy with nothing to buy with. We gather. We are buying with nothing to buy with, even. That's why he says, if you see wisdom, buy it, but do not sell it. You know, this time we are in the way of buying oil in the word of God by the Spirit of God, but there's nothing to buy with. These would have been like the petrol stations where we buy, where there is a synagogue.
But
how many are still having genuine oil? They added in water. They give another spirit.
It's
nothing like the word. Those petrol stations already died. God moved on, open petrol stations on the world. Stations of the Holy Spirit we can correct. But the problem, most of them Satan had grabbed them. And he put in long oil. Have you ever bought oil which is not genuine? Those who drive cars. But the one who has heard of the one driving, that they gave them air. You go to buy petrol. The
meat
is running, but petrol is not getting in the car. Time is passing, you're gathering, but there's nothing you're gathering.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus much.
So not when songy.
But because of that,
bagamba bagende bagule.
They told them go to buy
petrol stations.
On the petrol stations.
Aha, katuulire.
Let us hear.
Matayo esirabiri mutano nolinyirwa 10.
Matthew 25 verses 10.
Bwe bali bagende okugula, anawaso omugole najja.
Kakati bali bagende okugula.
Now they went to buy.
Anawaso omugole najja.
The bridegroom arrived.
Wakati.
They are going to buy where? That time they will no more be preaching gospel. What will they do? Even now the gospel is little on the world.
Get
the rightful place to buy oil with nothing to buy. Where you can get the word to become a wise girl. And in that word, it's words. And there will be spirits who will flow in you like oil.
There
is not easy to find.
Even
we are peerless. We have itching ears. We want to hear falsehood. God says, people want it to be like that they are lied to. Today our fellowshipping, it has been not making meaning. Let's first get explained these two words. We want to get explained of the lamb, the human spirit, and how oil goes in it. And we see the bottle where he puts oil. It's the body from heaven. Praise Jesus, man.
We're
going to handle them concurrently. We first understood that our spirits are gotten from God. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. And we remember when he tells us in Proverbs 20 and verse 27, he says this. Proverbs 20:27.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. The human spirit is the lamp of the Lord. Now, realize the five wise girls and their lamps, we speak of your spirit, you yourself. Even the foolish had their spirits and they have them. The problem, they don't have the Holy Spirit who can give them oil. Because they refuse to hear his word.
Yet
the word tells us their spirit and their life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Human spirit is the lamp we've always spoken of. God uses research and checks out all body parts.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Tabaza.
It's a lamp. I don't know how this lamp is standing concerning getting the Spirit of God. You know, from the fullness of God we were given. The way God is spirit, we too he gave us spirits.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When he speaks in John 1:16, he says this.
John 1:16.
Yes, you have
praise Amen. Jesus. From the fullness of God, we were all given our spirits. They were gotten from God. But
the
Bible says God is the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
when we are given a portion of the Spirit from God
and
us ourselves in the body, inside our bodies,
yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. And he said life was in him. Life became light of man.
You'll
be able to look out to see
inside
your spirit is a lamp, wants to look out and see after it will do what it's meant to do. That's why he speaks in John 1:4, and he says this. John 1:4, life was in him and it became light of men. That life he gave us all, that is our spirits. It's what is called the human spirit is the lamb. Now see, the human spirit, it's like that clothing into the lantern.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And the body is covered it. But the difference on the wise girls, time of unclothing body of flesh, they had the second body who can keep the oil in their spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
What you first prove in that aspect, when they speak that they had their lamps and they had oil, don't you speak they had these lanterns and they moved with them, hoping you've understood well. You know there are songs they sing and you see people holding lanterns and they remember those who died.
that those are
their spirits. Others lighten candles. And they say they remember the day.
That
spirit is like that light. They don't understand the things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
They do not understand it.
But
they don't know even how the spirit appears. Even people don't know where they go. Others say maybe it's in the ground.
Or
in the air roaming up there. Whether it is in hell, it's suffering there. Or it is in heaven. They are hanging, they are asking what is moving on.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But the human spirit, it's a lamb.
But
if it will be able to connect with the Holy Spirit, that it can fill in it oil, have to begin to hear the word.
For
God's words are the spirit and their life.
Then Holy Spirit
come connect to your spirit. According to
Romans
8, verse 14-16, if you move on to hear the word of God, the Holy Spirit connects to your spirit.
And
it will never get destroyed all days. And it must live forever. Romans
8:14. Kubanga temwaweebwa nate mwoyo gwa buddu okutya. Naye mwaweebwa omwoyo gw'okufuuka abaana atukaabya nti Abba Kitaffe. 16. Omwoyo yennyini wamuno omwoyo gwaffe ategeeza nga tuli baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus, man. The Spirit Himself, together with our spirit, it testifies we are children of God. On the spirit of the wise girl who hears the word of God, they are joined on them the Spirit of God.
And
the Spirit of God flows oil, it never ends. And he too shows those lambs.
Now he's
just going to add on you to live forever. He joins with your spirit and adds oil in it, even to move unto light. Praise Jesus.
Hopefully
you've reached an understanding at a level now. I may not go deep. I would have gone deep, connected the spirit, and how we connect with your spirit, and how we add in oil to give light. But briefly, when we hear God's words always, let's value them. When the Spirit will begin to connect on your spirit, give you everlasting oil and you live forever,
you
must lay hearts to the words it tells us, according to what it tells us here in the John 6 and verse 63.
Yukane sura yomukaga nolu nyirankaga
musatu. John 6:63.
Omoyo gwe guleta obulamu, ombiite guliko kyegugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo bwe bulamu.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Omubiite guliko kyegugasa.
The body profits nothing.
Utwogera ku mbiri guno ogwenyama.
Speak of body of flesh.
Omoyo gwe guleta obulamu.
The spirit is what brings life.
Ebigambo byatugamba.
What it tells us.
Gwe mwoyo.
Their spirit. Gwe
bulamu.
Their life.
That's
why you have to prove. And when you see in the gospel, prove they don't subtract, they don't add in it, and they don't twist it. For if they twist them,
they shape
to be spiritual words,
the
words of life,
the
words which bring oil.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ.
The
Bible says that hear what the Spirit tells the church. If you refuse to align yourself, I will take away the lamps. Most of us wondered which lamps is this taking away. Those are human spirits, and they are taken off the Holy Spirit.
Come
there, take away your lamp.
Let us read
Revelations in verse 2, chapter 2.
Kubikure sura yokubiri
Revelations chapter 2 verses 7.
Alino kutu awulilo mwechi agambe kanisa. Awangula ndi mmo kulia kumuti ogobulamu oguli wakati mu lusuku lwa Katonda. Romunana.
Katuddeko waguru ku lokutano.
Yes, move up from verse 5.
Kubikulesule yo kubilo nyiro akutano.
Revelations 2 from verse 5.
Kale jukira je wagwa wenenye. Okole bikorwa ebyolubereberye. Gotuli kolabu otyo. Njija joli. Era ndijjawo etabaza yo mu kifo kyayo botoli enenya.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much.
Kale jukira je wagwa.
Remember the height you fell.
Wenenye.
And repent.
Ubanga botali enenya.
If you don't repent,
etabaza bagena jino nako.
The lamp is going to be taken.
Omoyo bagutwara.
The spirit is going to be taken.
Ne jukira emiyo jaba jaba wala bana basibisi.
Remember spirits of these foolish girls.
Bwebali banyonyola kubyali bigena maso ku mioyo jaba.
When they explained what moved on in their spirit.
Baga mambo tabaza za bwezali zigwerera.
They said their lamps were going out.
Ankunyonyole ko katono kungeri.
Let me explain briefly over where.
Moyo gwo muntu.
The human spirit.
Etabaza ye.
His lamp.
Engeri Yesu bulo kugwera singa teye kwata na ye kwata ku moyo mutukufu.
The weight can begin to go out if the
yanga awaya matugo okuli ekigambo
kya Katonda. And give ears to the word of God.
Kubanga okugwawo kwayo kuba oboyolekera kusanusa.
It's going out your hell not to be melted.
Omoyo gwo muntu kagusanusibwa mu nyanja
y'omuliro. Your spirit is melted in the lake of fire.
Atudeko katono mata Yesu leno.
Let's get back brief Mark
25. Verse 7 and 8.
Matthew 25 verse 7.
Abasiru siru nebagamba abali na magezi nti mutuwe ku mafuta gamwe kubange tabaza za fe ziggwerera
zaliye tabaza zikola chi.
Their lamps were beginning to go out.
Okugwerera omanyinge litala webegwerera.
You know how a lantern is going out stopping giving light. The light ceases to be on it.
Agena mpola
ngaka. It gradually blacks. That's what they call the melting of spirits.
Gathered
them in Jerusalem of heaven
at
the altar of God, and he will melt them. Let's read of melting of spirits. Let's read in the Ezekiel 22:18. Ezekiel 22 from verse 18.
Nti umwana w'omuntu, enyumba Isirayiri efuse amasengera jendi. Bonna bikomo na masasi na byuma na mabati wakati mchikomi. Bonna masengere ga feza. 19. Mukama Katonda kyava yogera bwati nti, kubanga mwena mufuse masengere, laba, kyendivamba kunganya mu Yerusalemi wakati abiri. Ngawe bakunganya efeza n'ebikomo n'ebyuma n'amabaati n'amasasi mu kyoto wakati okubifukutako omuliro okubisaanuusa. Bwe ntyo bwe ndibakunganya mmwe nga ndiko obusungu n'ekiruyi era ndibateekawo ne mbasaanuusa.
Alibateekawo n'abakola
ki? He will put them there and melt them.
Yes, you have been
praised.
Omanyi bwagamba nti agenda bakunganya mu Yerusalemu.
When he said gather them in Jerusalem.
Uliranga Abrani ya 12.
You hear Hebrews 12.
Onyura abimu 2 paka 2
musa. 23.
Ndi tukwaniriza mu kibuga kya Katonda.
We will come in the city of God.
Yerusalemu ekyomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kunganya deni lya ba malaika.
We gather under the angels.
Na batukufu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
Tukwaniriza eliyo mulamuzo omukulu.
We will come you to the chief judge. Now they will come you on judgment. They will melt that spirit. And the lamp will gradually begin to get out. Let me tell you, insist in being foolish. And you refuse to lay your heart to the word of God. Don't fit to do it at all.
The word
tells us the spirit and our very own life. There is when the Holy Spirit begins to give you oil. And it connects with your spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
But if you will refuse, this speaks of Ezekiel 22, verse 18 to 22, that he will gather them as they gather tin. You know why he calls them tin? These who come from this body and they have no body of heaven, they have a body of hell they give them, and it's all disfigured, not rightfully formed, in the form of funny rocks. It's a wrong body, it's filled of holes. And though you pour in oil, it cannot contain it. Yes, we are going to come explain the bottles the others had which contained the oil. The foolish had nothing like the body of heaven, which would have been called the bottle where they put oil. They did not have it. Now, as they reached their spirits there,
they gave
them the body which died through Adam.
And
it's all like a dry thing, bent. Like funny, unclear rocks. Now in the lake of fire, where he will melt from your spirit, the lamp to begin gradually get out. But gradual. You know when they melt the spirit in the lake of fire, it melts slow and you feel extreme pain.
It melts
and it gets back to form again. And it melts again. You know we are in this world and we have Isaac King. And we see we are great in counsel. And one gives themselves counsels which don't help them. And
refuse
to sit down in the castles of God's words. You
will
understand it well on this day. God never argues with people, for he was there, he is, and he's going to be. Now we argue with you who just appeared in the flesh, and you're going to check out of it. When you check out of it, where are you going? What have you prepared to go
for?
He now is speaking to you when still in that body. For wild seasons come upon you.
Or
you are about to stop deciding for yourself. You've been given seasons of deciding for yourself a long time, and you decided what is not worthy.
It's
about to cut you off, not have a will to decide. People
would
have decided to go out, but they no more have a will to decide. You had time, not much but not little, to decide the good things. Even the rightful decision is in the word of God. But use that time not well.
And
you've wrecked her madness and stubbornness. Let's
repeat
verse
21. Ezekiel 22,
verses 20.
Ngaiba kunganya efeza nebikomo nebiuma n'amabati n'amasasi mu kyoto wakati okubifutako omuliro okubisaanuusa, bwe ntyo bwe ndibakuŋŋaanya mmwe nga ndiko obusungu n'ekiruyi era ndibateekawo ne mbasaanuusa.
Kaakati ekyo kyekijja okuddiyira.
That will what will be next.
Ezekeri 22:18
paka
22 eraga ku bikulirwa 20.
It shows Revelations 20. 11 to
15.
Where they will throw people in the lake of fire.
And
melt those lamps, those stubborn spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Which side are you?
Everything
acted while seeking on the word of God.
We who
preach,
you
see, baby, we waste time.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus.
You know, seeing those preaching as if you're joking in the world. But you will understand it. Let me even laugh on that.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let me tell you,
you
despise the word of God.
Thought
to fellowshipping as major
and
you come not with the rightful reason.
Think,
let me go for fellowship. Let me tell you, you will pay for it.
People
pass us in the world moving their own. The oil of the word is
being sold.
Nothing to buy like today.
Even
entering here, they are failed. You will
experience
your days are many on the world. They are very few. If you are about to reach onto the hold of the cold. People say someone fell on what is hot.
There are
those who fall on the cold stuff or on that which is lukewarm. Those who fall in hell and
lake
of fire, they fall on the hot stuff.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's read Revelations. Revelations 20:11-15.
Revelations 20:11. Nenda babafu abakulu n'abato nga bayimiridde maaso g'entebe ebitabo n'ebikkulwa n'ekitabo ekirala ne kibikkulwa ky'ekyobulamu abafu ne basalirwa omusango mu ebyo ebyawandiikibwa mu bitabo ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Yalaba abafu.
He saw the dead.
Abatona abakuru.
The younger and the old.
Akatebaga nenda abafu.
When did I saw the dead?
Toloza ntigena kuba mirambo.
Don't you think there will be dead bodies?
Ejita temi ejita yogera.
Which don't speak neither blink.
Eba ntwa abafira mu Adam.
These are people who died in Adam.
Nibajibwa ko mbiri jo
mukuru. They were taken off bodies of heavens.
Era Bible chevegamba.
That's why Bible says
Matthew 8:21-22.
Kamafu
Yesu yali adamu omutume Peter.
Jesus answered the apostle Peter. Yamugamba
likabafu bagende bazike bafuba
nabo. Him let the dead go bury their own dead.
Abali bazike omunambo nabo.
Burying a dead body and themselves.
Bali mirambe ejafira mu Adamu.
They were all dead who died through Adam.
Ne bajibwa ko mbiri gwo
mu. And they were taken off the body from heaven.
Akati kwe kugamba nti yalaba bafu abatona abakulu.
Set the dead, the young and the old. This is called sleeping, not death. Checking from the body, it means sleeping.
Adam.
Those who died already died in Adam. And they were taken off the body of heaven. And
they
were given the body of death. Now see,
chance
the chance which is to get born again,
you
get from the dead. When you refuse,
you study
the first book of death of
Adam.
Those who died in Adam. That's why he said the books of death were open. Do you know there are two? The first one, you died in Adam.
No registering
then you got registered in it.
The
second
is
lake of fire. The Bible tells, calls it the second death. Two books they will check when you appear in both of them.
But what
you do is this. You can confess salvation.
And
you get the first book of
death.
And they say,
the
second death has no right over you.
The
second book, they can't put you there.
The
book of life is one that John 14 says that is Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, the true vine,
and we
two are branches in him. In him is where we are registered.
You
will not find in heaven a big book, they have brought it.
Sleep
in Christ, they say that is one is in the book. The words of Christ are in them and they are in Jesus. John 15 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, what other book do you need? That's the book you're meant to be in. That's Jesus. The dead who died in Adam, who were in the two books, except come from the book of death of Adam, you're taken off the body of heaven, you're given the body of death, you refuse to repent, get born again,
you're
given a body from heaven,
then
you'll be blotted from the book of death. When you refused, even the second book they registered you there, and I see you are about to be registered in the second book.
If
you never got it from the first,
for
your actions recommend you to be written in the second book.
your actions,
let them recommend you to be blotted from the first book of death. You know, on the world, we think we are wise, but
this
foolishness has killed us.
There are foolish
girls who have no wisdom in the world.
Don't
think of the word to be valuable. Don't you see all the Bible, but you think little of it.
Now,
thoughts you get on the Bible, tell me how they appear.
Singa Bible is about the paper as a cent.
If Bibles were paper notes of money,
the security would
have attached to them.
Bible,
even forget it here. At times we forget it
home.
At times we forget
it.
They put in the bank account some time back. Let us move on. If God will be melting those lamps, your spirit through the rebellious, the foolish girls, you will prove He's the Lord. Revelations
20:13. Ne basalirwa omusango buli muntu ng'ebikolwa byabwe byali.
Ennyanja okuleeta abafu
abalimu. The sea to bring the dead within it.
Bagenda sibanayo nti bafiira mu nnyanja.
Not that they died within the sea. No.
Omuntu bwe yeebakira omwoyo omubiri gwe gwebakira mu nnyanja kiguyita okufa.
Someone's body dies within the sea.
Era malayika w'okufa n'amagombe ateeka omuno nayo.
Angel of death and hell picks their spirits from their evil.
Naye bagamba nti ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abalimu.
When they said the sea brought the dead in it.
Bible eyogera ku bikulirwa.
Bible when it speaks Revelations
17
verse 15. And he said that the men the
waters,
these are clans, nations, and languages.
And
they said the sea brought, they made the clans, nations, and languages, they all brought. And the angel of hell, he brought his, even the one of death.
This
rhythm, Revelation 6,
7
and 8.
I saw
the yellow horse, the one sitting on it called death, and the hell following him. These are one will bring them in the city of God, from the clans, nations, and languages. But we shall see you. Which side are you going to be? Stop praying with the word of God.
Yes, you
must praise Jesus much. Still
blank.
You will see the benefit on that day. They tell us on the world that not being learned, it pains you when you've grown and matured. But not reading the word of God, it pains you on the day of judgment.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I don't know.
Even on judgment, I've taken you far. You will check from the bodies when you realize that not reading the word of God, it pains. You be out there, ask for it.
Bible.
The man himself first wanted water.
He
forgot there was water in the word, he didn't drink it, which is sprinkles to cleanse us.
He
didn't think of it. And when we gather here, God begins to bring scriptures and builds them and allots them, gives them in their order. You begin to play with them. When you look to what you wrote down, some of you can even laugh to yourselves that me too I write down.
Not you
are in playing games. When the situation will turn against you, you will remember the food you throw on the roadside. You know you go on the funeral rites, let me speak like that, or on the weddings,
and
you eat food, even you pour some. But when hunger will get back to you, you'll go back on the roadside to look for it, and the dogs ate it up. The day you check from the body,
you will
remember every fellowship is gone. Every word you push to your brethren, yet it was your word.
You
know we have character design.
Print it.
Chibulira, chibulire.
Print them.
Babulire. Let's finish here.
Revelation 20:14.
All which has been used by angel of death, which work on death, the swords, the beasts they make for themselves, the famine and the plague, or the sickness, you would read them in Revelation chapter 6 verse 7 and 8.
You see
angel of death and hell what has been using. You will all find them in the lake of fire. Have you ever felt hungry?
Who's
ever felt hungry in this world? It struck you well. Is there anyone who has ever felt
that?
Some of you have grown in food environments. Tell me. All of us have ever felt hungry well.
You will pay for it.
That is opposite with that of the words.
Famine will
strike you in the
head.
You will be like the rich man. Luke 16. Fasting,
hungry,
but they don't give him food of the world. He needed the word.
Amos.
It comes to pass to him. Famine and the thirsty. And so hearing the word of God. Friend, it will strike you. It will strike you. You begin to eat your tongue.
You
get out your intestines to eat them. And you get your fingers. You eat them off.
You
feel
nasty.
You lick your blood, but it's not coming. We shall speak of the body. The bodies of heaven. Even those who check from this body and they have no body of heaven, they are given that which died in Adam.
I don't
know whether time will enable us.
The
problem which will be is that
the famine
of the word will strike you, will be surprised.
And
you'll see your eyes protrude out of you.
You
look like those smiggles,
those
fallen angels.
You still call
a joke, but God will prove you.
All things
will pass away, but His word
will remain. It
remains and He doesn't give it at that moment.
We too,
shall have it
to be normal
for we shall no more preach
and we've
entered in rest. Now today there are seasons called today,
and
we are told not to forsake the fellowship.
Let's read
verse 14. Revelations 20 verse 14.
Okufa na magombe nebisulibwa mu nyancha eyo muliro eyo kwe kufa okwokubiri nyancha eyo muliro.
That is the second death, the lake of fire. That is the second book of death.
You
died in Adam, they take you off the board of heavens.
When you check his
body, not born again,
be
given a body from heaven.
They will
restore you the body which died in
Adam.
Now they will take you the second death,
and
they will first melt that body which died in Adam.
It will
remain a single, a naked spirit, and they will begin on it. And what surprises, there you will find whatever has been in hell,
even
what has been used with the angel of death on this world.
You
will find there mosquitoes which strike you with malaria, leopards which eat you, pangas which cut, the spears.
What
surprises you, being melted, yes, spears too are piercing you, threatening beasts you don't know where they come from,
and
them too appear.
See
a lion yawning and it targeting you.
Huh. When they
death and hell put in the lake of fire.
Oh, my God. No.
What's been used by the angel of death on earth?
I
think you know how he causes sickness.
You're
too sick, yet you are in the lake of fire.
You
vomit, but you don't know what you're vomiting.
You mongering
foolishness.
Obuwemu.
You speak vulgar.
Omitting
them, they don't come.
You remember you spoke
vulgar,
and
it strangles you.
You
vomit
when you don't understand.
Yet the fire burns
you,
and you're vomiting.
You
will understand.
Today
you call it a joke.
They
told you will
grow
to get old, now you matured.
Hell
will come, you urge you, it will still also come.
As you
didn't know this world was there, and you got born on it, even though you urge you against
hell,
you will find it. For you don't know it's there, you urge you. You will find it. Did you know the world was there? Where did you come from?
God wrote
that the earth is there, and He puts people there.
Even hell was
written. There froze the rebellious there.
He
spoke of the lake of fire. Spirits of the foolish
God,
those who scorned His word, shall come back to speak of their bottles.
The
Bible has been finishing telling us this.
It
says that the wise girls,
this is Matthew 25.
Matthew 25 verse 10. Matayo esulabili mutano nori nyiroko na
Matthew 25 verse 4
na yaba lina magezi ni batu wala mafuta machupa gawe wamune tabaza zaabwe
tabaza zaabwe tu sitake deje mioyo
realize their lamps is
na
the
yaba inakone vessels
but they also had bottles
we
speak of bodies from heaven
Bible
kyeve
gamba makodi sechoku bilitana
Bible says 2 Corinthians 5
tingatuli muguno
while in this body
tusindo kusoka tusoka tuambazibuwa kuva muguru
we first clothe the body from
siku
heaven
wanga tusingani watu libwere
lest we are found naked.
Have you ever seen
a lantern which just gives light out of space and it lives long? The problem which is many don't have bottles where oil goes. Though their spirits are in there, yet they have no body from heaven. There is a problem right there. It tells us Revelation 3.
Lest
we are found naked. Now see,
the
spirit is there, yes. It has what seems like a bottle, a body of flesh, yet it doesn't live long. It's the body of death. Yet you
meant
to get a body from heaven,
then
you get the everlasting bottle,
which
can contain much oil of the Holy Spirit. Yes, you have never known of it even.
Yet
now religions, where there you didn't even know the body of heaven. Those who thought of it say they will clothe it when they leave this world.
Have
to clothe before you unclothe this body.
2 Corinthians 5
says, not that we glow to be unclothed, but first to be clothed.
But
there are things coming next. If they find you without a body of heaven, you forget heaven.
Not
to hell, on to hell. That's you will sleep for a moment.
Are
you a foolish girl?
We
speak of the foolish church.
You think they slept?
Bodies went in the ground, their spirits went to hell. Now, those of the wise,
because
they had a board of heaven,
they
headed to the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. On the day of
rising,
both will come back.
The
foolish woke up, even the wise.
The
foolish have slept in hell. They are in drying there.
The
Bible says they didn't hold on Christ.
They
cut them off outside, they are drying.
We
hold on Christ, we move on in the branches up. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, the day of coming, both have to wake up. But Bible says, the other will awake of shame
and
pain, which is everlasting.
The
others will come from hell and come on the earth. Even those in the city will come back on the earth. What will first anger? These are colleagues in heaven. They will just arrive here. We shall be lifted. We
will
be made prepared like them.
Tuambuke.
We shall ascend.
Now
the foolish girls
didn't
get the word of God. The lamps had no oil.
They
had no bottles, the bodies of heavens. They will first remain here for 5 months.
And
the torments which are
ours.
Why?
They are
going to come from hell.
They
will come on the earth.
Remember,
on the earth will be people
who
did not go to experience hell, yet they were meant to experience it.
Now,
hell will be working on this world.
And
they experience it together with their colleagues. As we shall be there, angel of death and hell, and they bring them to the city. They will get them from the planet. Praise Jesus much. They will get them from planet Earth. Bring them to judgment in the city of God. We who sat in the Word and they honor, we honor it. We shall see of tables in the midst of our enemies. And we moved on the green pastures and the clear waters, and we
hurled
the road and the staff. You know, when you read Psalms 23, that God is my shepherd,
he takes
me beside the clear waters, speaks of the Holy Spirit, he takes me beside the green pastures, the pasture of his word. He restores my soul.
He
guides me in paths of righteousness. His rod and his staff pleases me. The rod of grace, the rod of unity. Now you see,
there's
a table before our eyes. On that day, you will realize that
if we are going to
judge them and we are on our seats.
And
oil is put in our heads, and our cup is overflowing. That is our spirit.
Sounds
23, you see, is broad.
When it speaks broad,
it wraps up the entire Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now let's end there. May God bless you. When we shall get time, we shall come back. And we connect what concerns the bottle, which the wise girls had, the bodies of heaven. Thank you for coming.